You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Proverbs with Kurt Bjorklund.
So we've looked over the last couple days at this idea of guarding our heart, guarding our mouths, guarding our eyes. And Proverbs 4, 26 and 27 tell us to guard our steps. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your body away from evil. So let me just ask you, have you ever found yourself doing something or saying something that you had no intention to do or say? Have you ever wondered how you ended up so far down that path? Perhaps you didn't guard your steps, but you indiscriminately put yourself in environments where temptation would be strong. The environments that you place yourself in will shape your life. We've already looked at the idea of choosing your peers wisely at the end of Proverbs 1. And it echoes that verse in 1 Corinthians 15 that says, "Don't be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." Wisdom learns to avoid situations where it will be tempted to turn away from our God-honoring convictions. We put ourselves in these situations because we believe we're strong enough to handle them. But Proverbs calls such thinking naive. And the counsel of Proverbs is to avoid the situations where you know you will be tempted. This is true in Proverbs 5 and 7, and certainly here in this verse. And here's what this means. If you find yourself drawn to gossip and slander when you're sitting around with a certain group of friends, maybe you need to avoid that exact situation. If you find yourself tempted to sexual lust, maybe you need to identify the times and places where lust is prominent and avoid those times and places. If you are sexually tempted by someone, maybe you need to avoid being alone with that person. If you find yourself tempted to drink to excess, maybe you need to eliminate alcohol from the cabinet or stay out of the bar. If you find yourself getting angry or tempted to cheat when you're competing in a game, maybe you need to step out of the game until you're able to control those impulses. And if you find yourself tempted to overspend, maybe you need to stay off of the online deal sites that draw you in or stay out of the stores that tempt you. Sometimes the surest way to avoid giving in is to run from a situation that's tempting. In a way, that's what Joseph did in Genesis 39 when he fled from Mrs. Potiphar. And so my question is, what situations in your life are you putting yourself in? What environments are you in where compromise is possible, maybe even likely? Maybe today is a day to resolve to guard your steps and to stay clear of those places for the greater good of obedience and surrender to God. I know that I've seen this situation or this principle play out several times in my life, and at different times it's been different situations, maybe bigger, darker things than the things that you might think of as not being quite as dark. But one of the temptations that I can sometimes have, especially in a ministry setting, is to want to say catty things about other ministry leaders, like pastors of certain churches and stuff, when I'm talking about them. Just, I don't know if it's my own desire just to feel good or just to be critical. And what I have found is that sometimes when certain people's names come up, I need to actually just step out of the conversation because I find I can't control sometimes as easily as I would like to the idea of saying I only want to say things that are edifying and building up. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a place for discernment and pointing out legitimate issues, because most of the situations I'm talking about, that would be true. But what I'm saying is, I know when there's a different level in my own heart that says I just want to throw a comment that is somehow disparaging because it makes me feel a little better. And rather than waiting until I'm in that situation, saying I'm going to take my feet out of that situation is a good thing. And certainly there are much more significant situations for many of us but to say, I'm going to get out of a situation before the temptation becomes so strong that I don't resist, is really a hallmark of wisdom.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.